You're listening to the Oklahoma Math Podcast. Greetings, everybody. This is Levi Patrick, and today is March 7th, and I am ashamed that we have not had the podcast up for the last couple weeks, but let me give you a quick update on what's going on, catch you up with the goings-on here at the State Department of Education. Since the last time that we talked, quite a few sessions have been had. We had the REACH Summit in Norman, Oklahoma, and it was fantastic. We got to talk about using misconceptions to really address student instruction more directly at the needs of the students. There's some really great research out there about There's some really great research out there about systematically exposing students to the misconceptions that they're dealing with. And this set of research was brought to me first at the NCTM conference last year in Denver. And if you're not already a member of the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics, it's definitely an organization that's worth joining. Their conferences are fantastic, regionals, nationals especially. And so this inspired me last April to actually develop this session for Oklahoma teachers, and it finally came to fruition. And it went quite well. I think the folks there really got a lot out of it. The feedback was very positive. It's very easy to implement strategy that, as I talk about in the session, could potentially create some 18 extra days of instruction in your classroom just because you're improving maybe 5 or 10 minutes here and there, just making it more efficient. So I'm going to post a link to it on the podcast, but I also, you know, it's just easy enough because you can find, you can go to prezi.com, P-R-E-Z-I.com. And if you just search prezi.com for OK Math, you'll actually find a couple presentations there that I've done. And they're really great because they're actually something that you can take and reuse. So if you're a lead teacher, a department chair, a curriculum director, you can actually find that presentation, reuse it, change, you know, you can change it from saying Levi Patrick to your name, and you can change it however you want to make it even better and exactly what your teachers in your district need or the teachers in your school need. So I'd love for you guys to check that out. I think, like I said, I think it was really well received. I'm working on a PD on your plan module that will go along with it. So even if you weren't able to come to the Norman Summit, you'll be able to run through that module all by yourself or with a group of teachers, and it'll walk you through those steps. So look for that to come, and hopefully it'll be a really exciting opportunity. So there are a million things going on at the State Department, as always, but one of the things that actually came to fruition, which we've been talking about, is having our item specification workshop. So as you know, in a couple of the podcasts, I've asked for volunteers to help out with the item specs. A few people sent their names in. We invited them to help out. And so some great educators from around our state met with us at the K-20 Center at OU in Norman, Oklahoma. And we spent a couple days working on these item specifications that are about the new Oklahoma academic standards that are Common Core Mathematics standards. So we worked on those on the 27th and the 28th. There's a whole lot of work that still is going to go into this process, but I expect really great things out of that. And we think that the item specifications will be available in May, or if not before May. But you know, keep in mind this is a huge process for us, and it's a breathing document. So we're also developing a plan so that whatever we put out, teachers across the state will be able to have more input in, so that just because they didn't join us in Norman, they can maybe still give their input for those item specification documents. And as you guys know, we've had just tons of weather, so we had to cancel our Broken Bow session. And I'm so sorry to the folks out there in Broken Bow and all of the southeastern Oklahoma. We really wanted to get down there and see you, and just the weather made it too dangerous for us to travel. So I'm so sorry about that. We did manage to do our Oklahoma City regional meeting on the 4th of March, and that went wonderfully, even though we had just a pretty small crowd because of the weather again. And kind of the last big thing on the plate is actually right now I'm in Tulsa, and today is March 7th, tomorrow is March 8th, and we're working with the Math Educator Leader Cadre. So we actually have 8 teachers and curriculum directors, and even 2 representatives, one representative from higher education and one representative from Career Tech. And these fine educators are closely working with me and Jennifer Lamb to continually look at all of the things that are going on in math education and really work to make sure that all educators are getting the best resources that we possibly can get, the best information, and so that I can advocate for you even better. So that's a really fantastic group. I'm having a really great time with the folks that were here today, and all the math folks will be here on Saturday, and I think it's going to be wonderful to have them. So we'll actually, just to give you a sense of some of the things that they've done, on okmathteachers.com, we have the Friday Roundup. The Friday Roundup was started because one of our members from our ELC, Sarah Wright, helped develop our steering committee. So that's how we ended up with a steering committee for our website. So there are a lot of working parts here. We're trying to work with teachers all over. If you're an interested teacher and you want to be a part of creating solutions for Oklahoma math, we have some opportunities for you. Maybe you're not on the educator leader cadre, but maybe you can be on a steering committee for us. We'll take you. I promise. If you want to be a part of it, I need you. And we'll find a way for you to get involved. So that's happening now. We got a lot of things coming up, just some interesting events that we'll be doing just kind of at the department. We have a lot of work to do with the Valentine's Day announcement that we made. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks you'll be finding out all about how much money we have to be able to give to schools for math and science. And then let me just give a little shout out, because I'll also be getting ready for this, but my little sister is getting married on March 22nd. And so I'm really happy about that. And while everybody else is on spring break, we'll be getting ready for the wedding. And I'm really looking forward to that. So with all of that, hopefully you're a little bit caught up. I know there are a million other things going on in the world of education. And so I'd love to hear from you. If you just have some things that you'd like for me to talk about, if you have some questions you'd like to ask, let's do this. You can write, you can comment to this, you can send me an email at levi.patrick@sde.ok.gov. Let me say that again, levi.patrick@sde.ok.gov. You shoot me an email, and I'll make sure to answer that question on the podcast. So folks, keep doing great things. You're making a big difference in the lives of these kids. You're wonderful people, and I sure appreciate all that you're doing. If you have any questions or concerns, give me a call, shoot me an email, do whatever you got to do. Let's get in touch and see what I can do to help you out. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Oklahoma Math Podcast.